Before we start learning the Tosfos on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, I would like to mention two inyonim. Number one, I saw a Tshuvas HaRadbaz, Simen Tar Tzadik Aleph, and Chelek Aleph, the Shel Mitzolim Baloche brings them down. And the Radbaz says as follows. Our Mishnah says that Evan Shesiya was three etzbois, kavoyim in the orich, sholish etzbois. He said he asked the Muslims to go into that, to the dome over the stone, that's over the rock, and, they say it was three kaimais high, three stories high. And he says you could tell that there's a, until they get over the rock, it's a big, so he explains that that's not a stira to the Mishnah. He says because when they took over after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, they were digging in the Kodesh Kedoshim. They wanted to get down to the Yesod of the Evan Shesiyah. So that's why the Karka became much lower. And B'derech Klal, he says, the whole Harabayis is much lower, he says, because we see in Chazal that the highest point in Yerushalayim was the Harabayis. And now we see it's not like that, so he says much digging had been done in the Harabayis alone, that's why it is lower than it was Bizman Habayis. So Kaponim, he says, that's what the Evan is Gavoya Gimul Koimis Bismaneinu, he says that's no stira because that's how much they had dug away from the Har Habayis. That is one thing I'd like to mention. And another thing I would like to mention, the matzev of the Kruvim Kemar Ish Veloyois that Chazal tell us. So I found the Ramban in Igeres HaKodesh says as follows. Hine ha-chibur hu inyen ilui godul shehu kefi haroi. Ha-chibur ish ve-ishtoi zadovor godul miyoit. And one of the rayas of the Ramban is ve-ilu hoyo bedovor gnai, if there'd be any gnai in ha-chibur ishim ishtoi, Lo ihoya mitzave adoin oilom la soisom to make the kruvim velosum oisom bemokaim hayoiser kodesh vitoyer shebechol hamekaimes. So since the tzura of the kruvim was kemar ish veloyois, so we see the godless of the inyan of a chibur ishim ishtoi. Ki mikan tire soid al chibur horoi, vizeu soid sha'omar bebinyone shloimei kemar ish veloyois, and he feels ois vim tovin soid hakruvim, va'akel nishma beineihem, if you'll understand the soid hakruvim, and the keil came out dafke beineihem, Teide ma sha'omru chazal b'shor sha'odo mischaber im ishtoi b'ktusha shchino shruyo b'neihem. So he's al-kaponim, I think this is not like the Meiri we had mentioned yesterday who said that the chibur was only in the knafayim. But al-kaponim, this is a Ramban in Igeres HaKodesh. Now, let us see Tosfos. Kruvim d'tzuroso. The Gemara, just to refresh our memories, the Gemara had said that when Yidin used to be Oyle Regel, they used to be Goylo the Kapoiris, and they showed them the Kruvim, and Ruchi Baschem Lifnei Hamokim. The Gemara asked Takashe, they were Goylo the Paroiches. They were Goylo the Paroiches, and Ruchi Baschem Lifnei Hamokim. And the Gemara asked Takashe, Bizman Bayis Rishin, there was no Paroiches. Bizman Bayis Sheini, there was no Kruvim. So the Gemara said, the second Teretz is speaking about Kruvim de Tzurose. Havikaimi, they were engraved or carved out Kruvim on the walls. That wasn't the Bayis Sheni. So they showed them these Kruvim. Nishalti, let us see Taisvis now. Nishalti al oisom shemitzayrim b'marzoyrim tzurais chayis v'oifais. He was asked, the Maram Rutenberg was asked, others have pictures in their marzoyrim of chayis v'oifais. Im yofa oisim im lav. That's good. An illustrated marzor. Beishavti, and I answered as follows. Nirali devade lo yofa oisin. That's sicher not, it's not good to have an illustrated marzer. Shemitoich shemistaklim betzureis halolu eimechavnen libom laviim shebashemayim. That these pictures in the marzer distract. And I can imagine that, speaking about this man, Maram Rutenberg, too many pictures weren't around. There weren't too many illustrations. So if in France someone put in the, if someone put into Mars a picture of a lion, that could be the first time they ever saw a lion. They ever saw what a lion looked like. So it was very distracting, Take. So he said, the Zichah shouldn't put in the Mars. Ein mechavnen libam lavim shebeshamayim. Fine. So that's why he does not think it is a proper thing to have pictures in a marzer, because it will distract the kabonim. Miu, ein kan isa, dachsumer, this din is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that there shouldn't be pictures on the walls of a shul, dachsumer, for the same purpose, that also distracts the kabonim. Miu, ein kan isa, d'loisasa l'cho pesel. But now he goes into a more ernst shaila. Is one permitted to make a picture? Leisaselacha pesel kol tamuna sheba shemayim mal v'shalos mitochas. One is not permitted to make pictures and forms of nivroim. So lechayach. So he says, but that is not osa over here. Why isn't it osa? The maskinen bepeire kol atzlomim, shani rabm gamlio dacherim osuloi. There's a whole sugya in Avodah Zarah, and we hear this in Masechtas Chai Shoshone, that the sugya speaks about that Rabm Gamlio used to have tzureis levonois, bali yosein used to be baidik the edim, with these tzureis, how they saw the levona, what the shape of the levona was, how it was facing. The Gemara asks Akasha, and Anigei Alonu, we should know there are two psukim that speak about the issa of making tzuras. In the Aseres HaDibris, it says as follows, Loisasa lecho fesel v'chol temuna asher b'shamayim mimal v'asher b'oretz mitochas v'asher b'mayim mitachas l'oretz. So there this posik asks to make statues v'chol temuna on the dvorim asher b'shamayim mimal v'asher b'oretz mitochas v'asher b'mayim mitachas l'oretz. Then it says loisishtach v'lehem v'loisa ovdeim. That's one pasuk. Then there's another pasuk in Seif Parshas Yisroi that says as follows: Loisasun iti elehei chesed velehei zov loisasu lochem. And the Gemara darshins from this loisasun iti that it's going on the dvorim hamishamshim lefonai. And there's a whole sugi in Rosh Hashanah and Avodah Zarah that we darshan from this posik, the one is not permitted to make dmus lavona. He's not allowed to make a picture of a lavona. So the Gemara asks on Rabban Gamliel, how is he permitted to make, how did he hear forms of lavonas? He's not allowed to make it. So the Gemara says, Acherim Osula, he didn't make it, Aki, not allowed to make it. Others made it, a guy made it for him. Let us just mention something a little further because it's Nageya Oh, we'll see that Tosis brings it down later. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah asks, so if someone makes it for you, it's okay. That means there's only an Isser Asiyah, there's not an Isser Shehiyah. You're allowed to keep it. As long as someone else made it, a guy made it, you're allowed to keep it. So the Gemara asks Akasha, there was a Maisa with Shmuel. Shmuel had a ring, and on the ring was a tzura, a form of a face. And one is not permitted to make a face. That's also learned out leisasun iti leisasun oisi. It says in Yecheskel balakise demus adam. So a person is not allowed to make a face. So, but it should come out. But if someone else made it, it's muta leisasun. So the Gemara brings down that Rabbi Shmuel had a ring, and Rabbi Yehuda told him he has to do something to the ring. He can't walk around with the ring like this. He has to be peiches the ring. He has to break something in it or chip something off. He can't go around with the ring. So the Gemara says, so what's wrong? What's wrong with the ring? You just said if someone else makes it, it's mutter. So the Gemara said there's a different problem. If one is walking around with a form of a face, he might use it for Avodah Zorah al Tchshat. They might think he's worshipping it. Therefore, you have to break something off or damage it a little bit to show that you're not machshiv this tzura. So the Gemara asked, so if that was the case, so by Rabban Gamliel, he also should have done something. Maybe he's worshipping to the moons. So the Gemara says, Rabban Gamliel, since a lot of people used to visit him, can say that there's no chshad already. There's a lot of people there, so it wouldn't be choishet him that he's doing such a thing. There's always people around. People are coming in. So, and it was in an open place, so they wouldn't be choishet him. That is the sugya over there. So now, so the vial, the Merami Rutenberg held that Demison, there's an issa. You're not allowed to make a form. But the Gemara says if someone else makes it, if a goy makes it, it's permissible. Tomaskin per kol atzlomim shani rabim gamliel da'acherim osuloi. Ba'afilu, that's that. Ba'afilu chshod oleke, so memeus otoisvis means to say, the vial, according to the first eretz, as long as a goy made the illustrations, a goy made the pictures, so memela, there's no iser to have it in your machzer besides the distracting effect that it'll have on the davening. Va'afilu chshod oleke. Now Tosva says there's not even a chshad. He said Shmuel said he's not allowed to have a form of a face on his ring. So he says va'afilu chshod oleke b'tziyurim sheminei tzvoim ba'alme. Pictures which are only colors, the ein be mamoshes klal, the lechashinen lechshada ella bechaysim boiled, beloy bechaysim shekeya. The Gemara itself says over there, you have to have a choshev tzura. So if the tzura is boiled, it's protruding, that's a choshev tzura, then there's a chshad. If the tzura is sunk in, it's not a choshev tzura, so there's no chshad there either. So the Maram Rutenberg says that if you don't even have any three dimensions whatsoever, you only have v'choshkein b'dovos eshein eloi shekeya v'loi boilet elamin sever baum. It's just made of colors together. There's the zichen nochshad. So if there's nochshad, so and he didn't make it, a guy made it, and now there's no, it's not protruding. So there's no issa whatsoever. That was the first Mahalach. The Nirali, now he says a second Mahalach. He wants to go further. Da'afilu Yisrael muta lotzer tzureis b'minei tzavoy. No, you don't have to say what I said before, that it's muta since a goy made it. A yid alone is allowed to illustrate, make such pictures. Ve'ein bozeh mishum loisasa l'cho pesel. The whole Issa, Leisas L'chopesa V'chol Tamunim, is not speaking about pictures. The Loyosa Elo Partzif Gomu, a form of a face, Chokuk B'sheisha, that's engraved. That's three dimensions. Then there's an Issa to make. Aval b'minei tzevoyim muta. But stamazoy to draw a picture with colors, as long as it's not a three-dimensional form, there's no issa whatsoever, even to make. And he brings a raya from a gemore, from a rashbam in Cheska Sabbatim. Kedoma b'cheska Sabbatim, the gemore says in Cheska Sabbatim, hatzor tzure b'nichsei hager konem. The halacha is that if a ger is one person that could die without any yorshim, without any descendants. He didn't have any children, and he's not related anymore to his goyish relatives. So when he dies, he doesn't have anyone to take over what he possessed. So the Gemara says, "Nichsei hager harayin kehefke kol amachzik bo zochabo." So if a ger dies, so whoever goes and makes a kinyan of Hiroz Bailis on his property, he's kind of. Now, one of the kinyonim of Ankarke is Chazoke. Chazoke means that I did something to the Karke that I bettered the Karke. Noal, I put a lock on it. Goda, I made a fence around it. So I did something to the Karke. I was Mashbiach the Karke. And that's a Hiroz Bailis that shows that I want to be a Bailam on it. So I'm kind of the Karka. So the Gemara says in Cheska Sabbatim, Hatzor Tzuro B'nichsei Hager, that if a person will draw a Tzure B'nichsei Hager, that means they'll go over on the walls of the, let's say there was a house there, and he'll draw a picture on it, so he's beautifying the house. That's also his mashbiach, the house. So that's also a chazoke. Kone. And the Gemara brings the Rav, loikone, leginze de beirav, elo betzuroso. There was a garden next to the Beis Medrash of Rav, and that garden belonged to a ger. And as soon as the ger died, so Rav wanted to make sure that they should be able to add on the garden to his property. So right away he went into that mokim, and he went and drew a picture on one of the walls. So that was called a chazok, and he was kain. Behikshe sham Rabbeinu Shmuel. So the Rashbam asks Akashe, v'amre tekiya loikone, if one designs or paints, is only kone ela ba'amo. It has to have a certain size, it has to be the size of an ame. It has to be in a certain place, Kineget HaPesach, right opposite the door. And here it seems Rav just made of Tzure, and it didn't have these qualifications of an Amo, Kineget HaPesach. So the Rashbam answers, the Hosam Lav Haine Tzures Berye. They're speaking about that you need certain qualifications. It has to be an Amo, Al Amo, it has to be Kineget HaPesach. That's not if he drew a picture of an animal. He drew something, designs, maise tzatzuim, uprochim, or he made flowers. So there, that's not a chosh of a picture. So there you have to paint or decorate an amo alamo keneged ha-pesach. Avo tzures chaya oy oy. But if he drew a picture, it seems Rav was an artist. If he drew a picture of a chaya or an oif, chashiva, that's already a choshiva picture. That's the Gemara in Baba Basra with the Rashbam. But the Maram Rudenberg says, Alma the Rav tzaya tzuris chaya oif. From the Rashbam I see he made a picture of a chaya or an oif. Now, what's with this posik? You're not allowed to make any form of any creation in the Shemayim and the Oretz. So how is he allowed to make a picture? So we see from over here that the whole Isser is to make a three-dimensional tzure. That's also. But to samazai, to draw a picture, to color a picture, that doesn't go into the Issa Laisasa L'chol Temuna. Yeah. Baha desanye b'mechilte. There's a mechilte that says pshat in this posik. Laisasa L'chol Pesel.
Then it says, Ad lo yasaloi glufa. I would think you're not allowed to make a glufa. Avo yasaloi atume. Talmud loime v'chol temume. Ba'ad afilu behime chaye v'oi v'dogim v'chagogim v'afilu habuvim v'afilu hazu zirim. So it seems the Mechilta darshans many cases that are also out the posuk leisasa kol temune. So nearly, so the Maram Rudenberg says the hochi perushe glufe hainu tsura beiletes. That I would think it's only also if you make a statue, a form that protrudes. Atume tsura sheikas. If you make a tsura, a form that is engraved in the material, that doesn't protrude, how do you know that that's also? That's also also. Vasher b'mayim mitachatz la'oretz la'ovi es abuvye. Now, buvye means a reflection. Perish. She'oise tzuro v'choikek demus bebuo she'b'mayim. That means as follows. That he is making a statue, and the statue is resembling a reflection of someone in the water. And that's what he's making a statue. The salke daita chamina, the davka sheba shemayim mimal, the Torah says you're not allowed to make a statue or an engravement for something that's in the heavens. Vasheba oretz mitachas lo rikia. But this form is not found in the shemayim, it's not found in the oretz. Avotsuras dmus bavua shebemayim, a form of a reflection in water, that's not bashemayim, it's not boret, loy. Talmud loyma bashebemayim. So again, but it's speaking about you're making a statue on a, you're making a three-dimensional object that's duplicating a form. I feel a reflection in water. V'yesh oimrim lahavi hazul zirim. Nireshu min sheid shebemayim. Shekoyren nins beloshen ashkenaz. Aba kaponim, but all, b'chol eilu, einan asurim lasoisim ela partsufim chakukim. It's only also if you make a form which is engraved. But Tamazay, a person will make a picture where there's no three dimensions, there's no issa whatsoever. Omno, al kise shloime ani temiye. Now the Maram Rutenberg says, good, so I said an eitze on pictures, but shloime melech made a throne, Dersiv ushnayim aroyois oimdim eitzel hayodois, ushnayim eser aroyim. There were on his throne, leading up to his throne, there were lions. And these were already, this was three-dimensional lions. These were lions over here, these were statues of lions. Vein loim edapiyad dibur have, no, akasha of kisei shloime, this was apiyad dibur, was nebuah. Kedersiv ayeshev shloime al kisei Hashem lemelech, sherei novi rashoi lechadish dover meyata. What do you mean? The pasuk says, leisas lechopesu. You're not allowed to make a form of anything. Any creature you're not allowed to make. So a novi can't change over a loch in the Torah. If the Torah says it's also, so it's also in a Torah. A novi can't be matter such a thing. The ikala meima, so he wants to say two terutz. Terutz number one, b'ha migdera milsa shiny. That sometimes if a Navi, one is permitted to listen to a Navi, and the Navi is telling you to do something bekum va'asei, to do something which is kineged aposik in the Torah, but if the person, the purpose of this is migdal milse to protect something for a purpose, not the Navi is saying that this is always permissible. The Navi is saying, in this instance, there's a reason that this should be done. So you're allowed to be over al divrei Torah. Kamei Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel. Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel said that there should be makriv akol ben Lashem, which is an issa min HaTorah. When there's a Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to be makriv akol ben and Har HaKarmel. You have to go to the Beis HaMikdash. And he said to be makriv akol ben chutz, the shchutei chutz, and the zvicha chutz, and aktorah chutz, everything. There was l'tzayrich, there was a purpose, so you're allowed to do an issa d'arais if you hear from a Navi. So it could be this was also said al pi nevui, and what was the purpose over here? V'shem ha'boha milsa nami ike le'migdil milsa. This was also, there was a purpose here. Shekshahoyu eidim boim lohoyid befonov. This throne of Shleim HaMelech, when eidim came, to say Aidis for him, that they were witnesses, Hoyu Aroya Ishayagim, so the lion started to roar, Vinoyamim Kamoisha Yesh Bemedrish, Omitoich Kachoyim Mispachtim Lohoyd Aidu Sheke, that means it was very fearful. The Aidim were scared already, if they see these lions are roaring already, so they made sure to say the complete truth. So Memele, so there was Lamigda Milsa, so it could be a Novi, that was Alpina Vue, and they were permitted to make it. Inami Yeshleima Acherim Osuloi, or could be, just like Beram Gamliel, the Gemara says in Avei Dezor and Rosh Hashanah, that he didn't make it. So it could be that a guy made it for him, so it could be by Shleima Melech also. This Taka Anissa Mina Teire, to make a form, leisasl chapesel kol tamuna, and Goyim made it, so there's no issa. The chashad leke, now there's a new problem. We had mentioned before, the Gemara Navei Dezorah says, that Shmuel was not permitted to wear a ring with a form of a face of a person on it, al chashad, that people think he might worship it. So you're not allowed to have with you a form. So how was he permitted? Where's the chshad? Why isn't there chshad by Shleim HaMelech? The chshad aleka, the rabbi mshchichi gabei, since people came to say the thing, kadama gam rabbi gamliel, so mamela, that's why it was permissible. So that's, everything is taken care of. But now he asks another kasha. Uma she'osu, Bekoisley Heichel Bekotche Kodoshim Tsiyurim Chakukim Bekoisel Sovit. Now he comes to our sugya. He says there's a problem over here in the Beis HaMikdash. They made engraved in the walls pictures of Chayis. It says Pnei Akfir Alati Moira Mipoi Upnei Arye Alati Moira Mitalti Moira Mipoi. So there were engravings on the wall of the Kaisel. Yeshleima al pi hadibur akil biksav. There's a posik, it says that whatever was in the Beis HaMikdash, akil biksav. So memela, that's why it was permissible. Now here it's very schwer. The ein lechod, this akil biksav is a posik in Navi. That all the plans in the Beis HaMikdash, Hakel Beksav, was given over by Nevuah, how it should be. But Zweiter Divrei Nevuah, and just like Taisha said before, that Einovi Rashi Lechadish Bodov, if the Torah says it's awesome in a Torah to make a form, to make a statue, so how could it help? So the Siach Yitzhak wants to say Pshat and Taisha as follows. He wants to say that we find that even though there's an issa min ha-teire to make forms, any type of a form, but there were kruvim in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, how was that permitted? So the Teire said, kruvim b'mutter, the Teire said they should make kruvim. Kruvim was also a form. So the Teire said it was mutter. Rashi even brings a posik, the posik, and Saif Yisroi, the Pasuk says that Leisasan iti alei chesed v'leizov leisasu lochem. So Rashi says, alei chesed בו להזר על הקרובים שאתה עושה למד איתי שלא יהיו של כסף. You're making קרובים, they should be made out of silver. שאם שניסם לעשות שם של כסף, הרי הם לפוני כלוהוס, it's like an avoid a zor, you know how to make קרובים out of כסף. ולהזוב, בו להזר שלא יוסף על בייס, שאם עושה דלת, הרי הם לפוני כלוהזוב. So Rashi says that this pasuk is coming to tell us you know how to make four kruvim. We need a pasuk to ask the four kruvim. So Vaistachois, without this pasuk, I would think in the Beis HaMikdash was Hutter Tzuris. Any other place, you're not allowed to have a Tzuris. But I would think in the Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to have a Tzuris. Again, there's a special pasuk to tell us that but only two more will be Yosa, you know how to make more than two. So since in the Beis HaMikdash were Hutter Tzuris, so now the Pasuk that Piyaksav is coming to tell us that in the Heter of Tzuris, this is Midibrei Navi already, but since there was Hutter Tzuris, the Heter not only includes Kruvim, you can make Tzuris on the walls. That was Mipi Navi. That's not called Mechadish Bodovo. There he's been explaining the Heter Tzuris in the Beis HaMikdash, that the Heter Tzuris applies also on Tzuris on the wall. That is not called L'chadish Bodova. Taisus, before we're speaking about the throne of Shleima Melech, that's a Tzairich Hedit. We don't find Bechla that there should be any Heter for a Tzairich Hedit to make Tzuris. So there, no one will say the Novi said to do it. The Novi, that's English Shus. So that's why before Taisus got stuck, what heter did Shloime have to make Tzuris on his throne? That's how the Siach Yitzchak says Pshat in Taisus. That's one teretz. Inami, now he says another teretz, Yeshloime deloy shayich leisasa lecho pesel ela betolush. Avol al hakoisel b'mechuba loy, the ein ele noy ba'alme u'botel legabi hakoisel. Now he says, Absalom de Sheteretz, that this a pesel is if it's an entity b'fnei atzmoy. This is a pesel. But if you're engraving on the wall a tzures, it's not called an entity b'fnei atzmoy. It's a wall. And I'm beautifying the wall with tzures on it. So that is not called a pesel. A pesel is, dafke, if it's an entity, bifnei atzma, it's a statue. So this is osa. But if it's only there, it's a chelik of the wall, so it becomes bottle to the wall. So lechayre, according to this teretz, lechayre, the whole raya of the Maram Rutenberg falls off. He brought a raya before that you're allowed to make a colored picture from the Rashbam. Because the Rashbam said that Rav made a tzura on the wall, so you see allowed to make a tzura. So Lechayre, according to this teretz, I don't know, Lechayre should have mentioned that now, according to this svara, the raya falls off. There was a tzura on the wall. So it becomes a tzain el anunoi, who bought the legabi kaisel. So now he says further, v'aval gav shani medame loy hayisi oise maise kemaise ateretz achen. The Maram Rutenberg says, achzug asforele, but it's got very beautiful, these tosfos and how personal the Maram Rutenberg speak, nishalti aloisam, I was asked, and v'ashto nirali, he speaks very, very open to the one who learning the tosfos. So he says, I'm saying asfore, but chas v'shom, it's asfore. But I would never be matter such a thing, lemaisa, because of the svara. Lo yeisi oisa maisa kemaisa atiritzach. Period. So till now, we have here in the Maram Rutenberg, he had understood, according to the Mechilte, there's an issa to make tzuris. No, he was mechadish, the issa is only tzuris in three dimensions. Pictures are mutter, and then he had a few problems with the tzuris in the Beis HaMikdash, and Shloime HaMelech, the tzuris that he had, but that was his first mahalach. V'oid nira li, the lefi sugyas peire kol atzlomim, he says, if you look in the sugya in Avodah Zorah, muchach, the kasha feinzach nishtam. It's not like the Mechilta. The Mechilta doesn't seem to learn like this. But in the Gemara in Bavli, Vaistachois, the whole mini parzuf in Mutalasais, you're allowed to make different tzuras. Afilu chakukim, v'chois man boilet. Even if it's protruding, you're engraving it, and it's, you're chiseling it out, and it's protruding. Chutz mi parzuf odom lechude. A face of a person you're not allowed to make. Oy dmus arbo parzufim bahadei hadodi shebekisei hakovid. You're not allowed to make the dmus arba parzufim. We'll see soon. He brings down the Gemara Darshas on this pasuk loisasun iti. So the Gemara Darshas hashamoshim shemishamshim lefonai bemorim. And this is going on by the markovet, the chayes, which do it is dalit parzufim. Or the Gemara Darshan is like Sasu Oisi is going on the Dmus Odom. A person is not allowed to make a Dmus Odom. So a face of a person is also, the Abba Patsufin is also, Ayesher Nesher, Odom Ayesher Nesher, Udmus Shamoshim Shebemorim Ha'elyain, Malochim, Schofim, V'chayes, V'shem avamoder atachtein, the sun, the moon. V'tashmishein migdosh, lasis kemoisoi. That's also called shamoshim, to duplicate the tzuris that were in the Beis HaMikdosh. Bayis tavnis heichel, to build a house similar to the heichel. Achsadra tavnis ulam. Kimidoson, so if a person will duplicate it, he wants to make some sort of a mansion, so duplicate the heichel or duplicate the ulam, beorkoi, berochboi, or shulchan tavni, shulchan, or make a shulchan, which is similar to the shulchan in the Beis HaMikdosh, menoire tavnis, menoire. So that also, these things are awesome. These things are awesome. But to make a statue of an animal, the whole gesugia in the Vayda Zohar seems there's no such issa whatsoever. Avomili achin is shori. Anything else is mutter. So mamele, we won't have problems with the mechilta. If one learns the Gemara in the Vayda Zohar, so fellow a statue of an animal is mutter. Teida, the Omar Abaya Hosom. Now he's going to go over this gesugia in the Vayda Zohar. The sugia in the Vayda Zohar starts that the Gemara is Takashe, how was Rabbi Gamliel permitted to make Levonis, moons? So Abaye started off by saying, Rama Abaye Hosam le'osra teire ela shamoshim she'efshir la'aseis kamoisan. So the first teretz of Abaye was that one is only permitted, one is prohibited to make shamoshim she'efshel lasos kamoison, that one is duplicating, is doing an exact duplication of the shamoshim. So that means, so the Abaye said, that means like this, you're not allowed to make a shulchan, like the shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash, is also shamoshim. Not allowed to make the heichol, not allowed to make an ulam, not allowed to make a menorah. These things you're not allowed to make. But this Abaye first said, but to make a moon, you're not duplicating the moon. I mean, the object you're making is not similar to the moon. So I'm really allowed to make it. The Omar Abaye, the Gemara says it's not true. So the Gemara brings up a raise. You're not allowed to make the Dalit Partzufim Shebemorim, which also you can't duplicate. The Omar Abaye, she says, no, that's also Osa. That's also Osa. That's right. But not moons. V'hoda Omar Abaye, the Gemara is not to make one face. L'yosra teire el shamoshim shebomoder elyin. And then other shamoshim shebomoder elyin, malochim, schofim, etc. Oporich v'shemoder atachtein mishori, you're allowed to make things which are in the lower level. V'osanya sheboshamayim l'rabis chamo l'vona keichovim amazolois mima l'rabis malochay yashoris. So the Gemara says, we see this in Issa. This is already the Pasuk, Leisas L'Chapesel. This is a different Pasuk, not Leisas on Iti. Iti is Shamshim Lefonai Bemorim. That's the higher level. But it says, Leisas L'Chapesel Kol Temunet. That's also Osa. O Mishani Kisanya Hi La'ivdo. That pasuk, there's an iso to make a moon. That's if it says if the purpose is that he wants to worship it. So there's an iso to make a moon. But Ram Gamliel didn't make it to worship it. Oh, porich la'ovdom. If the pasuk is speaking about he's making this tzura to worship it, afilo shul shul katan nami. You're not allowed to make even a small creature to worship. Mishani einach anami. That's also true. Misayve dekron afka asher ba'oretz l'rabbi shamim in the horis horim egvois mitachas l'rabbi shul shul kotten. Period. So the Val Abaya was saying that the whole Issa, the Val one is not permitted to make a shulchan, a menorah. Not permitted to make a demus arba ponim. He's not permitted to make a parts of Odom. That's also to make. And also, la'ovdom, you're not allowed to make a chamal of onim. But the Valam Gamliel is, there's no problem whatsoever. I'm going to make a la'ovdom. Uporich, so the Gemara says, vasiya gredosa mishori, it's permitted to make a moon. Bosanya loisason iti loisason kidmusha moshe amishamshim lefonai. And there the Baraisa says, chama ulavono. You're not allowed to make a moon either. Oh. So now, after this whole sugya, now we pin the bay into the wall. Now we're back to the kasha. How is Ram Gamliel permitted to make a moon? Umishani, shani Ram Gamliel dacherem osoloi. So that's the sugya. Ram Gamliel didn't make the moon. Goyim made it for him. Vahashto. So the Baram Rutenberg brought down the whole sugya in Avodah Zarah, and he brings down whatever is also. We don't have any Gemara that says over there you're not allowed to make a form of a chaya. You're not allowed to make a form of a chaya to worship. That is also. That's lovedom. That's also. But somebody to make a statue of a chaya, you're permitted to do it. The Gemara never had chorote. That means only these specific cases are awesome. And the Chachamim knew how to say pshat the pesukim. The shamoshim shebemigdish, the kliyam migdish is only also if you duplicate it. Kemidas ol koi verochba, you make the length and width. Di lafochi la yuchos shemodam lasas bayis v'shulchan. If it'll be an issa, no one will be able to make a house if it doesn't have to have the same dimensions. So no one will be able to make a house and a table, the kalim, v'shoye bemigdish. Elevadai la yosro, it was nimsal hachachomim, la yosro ter elokamaisam am. But the Shabamoshim Shabaki, you can't duplicate him. Also tell Lassis Dug Mosam, Bava Bishana Isakimidis Olke Barokboy, Pshevsha. The Shabamoshim Shabariki, that is also Phil, you're not duplicating it, because you can never duplicate it. The Shabamoshim Shabamodar Alyain. Kegoin chayois, srofim, vayfanim, umalachay ashoris also. Oh, period. Now. So the Meram Rutenberg had now a second mahalach, that there's no problem whatsoever. If you learn the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, so we find out that there's no issa bachlal to make a tzura, afilu, a three-dimensional tzura of a chay or a knife. So Mamela, so there's no problem. Now the Maram Rutenberg is going to say a shtik teira. Vishamoshim shebemoder ha'elyoin. The Gemara comes out over there, there's two Beraises. First the Beraises says there's an issel to make Shamoshim shebemod ha'elyin, which means chayos, srofim, afanim, halachei ashores. That's one baraisa. It's another baraisa that says you're not allowed to make chamo, levono, v'kechovim, that shamoshim bemod ha'tachten. So there you learn the Gemara kepshutei, everything is also. Mod ha'elyin is also, mod ha'tachten is also. Now the Maram Rutenberg wants to say a chiddush. Shamoshim shebemoder ha'elyon kegoyim chayos srofim vayfanim umalachay ashores osar afulo heiched da'cheirim osuloi. Now he wants to say a big chiddush that shamoshim bemoder ha'elyon is osar afulo if someone made it for him. That means he told someone to make it for him. It's osar. Afilu lekech shode, afilu des noch shat, hege de shriche rabem gabei, mishum dersiv loisasun, loisasu treizimni, the second one that says loisasu, treizimni lidroshe. Now he explains the droshe. Loisasun iti, shamoshim she iti, tahainu shebemoder ha'elyon. Loisasun klau. Bekori bei loisasu oisi lochi parzef odom lochudei osa ba'abo parzufei odom al yesher aboi ba'abo betzufim odom al yesher v'nesher osa v'labo olo b'shtayim b'shim parzef odom v'mishim abo parzufim ba'di adodi t'ayne d'musa chayis loisasu lochem itzterich l'shtayim.